hello there. This is Kimberly Oliver with Living From the Heart. So good to be with you again today. I tell you, the summer days are amazing. I love summertime. I just celebrated my 57th birthday, and I had an amazing month in the month of December. You know, I've always declared that my birthday month will be my best month. And I just choose to celebrate the whole month to celebrate me. Because you know what? You have to have self-care. And Living From the Heart are a lot of stories that I tell you to hopefully inspire you, to give you an idea of what little things you can do for yourself to make you feel loved and make you feel good. Just all those things that we need to take care of ourselves. Because so many times we put ourselves on the shelf, don't we? We just kind of put ourselves on the shelf and we just let things go. So I just want to encourage you today to find some ways to love yourself, because loving yourself is where it starts. Because, you know, if you don't love yourself, the scripture says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? I want you to think about that. If you have things that you always say about yourself, like, oh, I'm just so this, or I'm so that, or, you know, if you say those things, that's your mental, that's your self-talk. That's what you talk to yourself. But if you get up every day and say, I'm amazing, God has a plan for my life, God loves me, I'm his favorite, and you will walk in that, I promise you. So listen to what comes out of your mouth. So the month of January, I just celebrated January, the month of June, I just celebrated the whole month. I just decided, you know what, I'm going to celebrate me the whole month. And I just had an amazing birthday. I had had a special friend that made it even more special and spoiled me every single day. And that was really nice. So it was good. So it's a happy birthday month for me. Now it's July. And I shouldn't date this program, but if you're listening to this later, July was a good month too. So anyway, well, let's talk about wake up your dreams today. You know, I've shared so many stories with you about setbacks and things that have happened in my life. And I've told you about one of my favorite scriptures. It's in Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, sometimes life hits us and we don't understand, and we try to. I know women do. We will try to understand it, make sense of it, make it fit, and sometimes it just doesn't. And you know, in those times that you don't know, say somebody walked out of your life, or someone betrayed you, or someone talked bad about you, or something that hurt you, hurt your heart, we cannot let that setback stop us, because what God set in motion, he said before the foundation of the earth, he knew you while you were in your mother's womb. And in Proverbs 3:5 it says, Philippians it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm getting my scriptures mixed up now. Philippians is, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, but plans to give you a good life. And you know, all those scriptures are my go-to breath prayers. So when something happens, I always say, God, I trust you. God, you're faithful. Because you know what the thing is, my friend? People are going to hurt you. People are going to walk out of your life. People will betray you because they're human. They're not perfect. And we have to manage our heart, how we receive information. So if you got a bad report today, or if you got a bad report yesterday, or if you get a bad report tomorrow, you know what? If it's something that hurts you or concerns you or causes you to worry, just say right then, God, I need you to handle the situation. I just need you to take care of this and work it out for my good, because God will. He will. You know, I think about so many times that I wanted something so bad, and I wanted it so bad that I could taste it. I knew it was mine. I wanted it. I went for it. All to find out that it was not God's plan for my life, and God removed it. And when he removed it, it devastated me, because when he removed it, it came in a form of somebody walking out on me. So the abandonment and all the things that I felt were heartbreaking. And it took me a good 2 years to get over that. But you know, my friend, being on the other side, I see that God removed that, because God had something better for me. And you know, when you're in the midst of pain, I remember going through all the emotions of, I can't believe this is happening. My life is over. I just can't go on. And I just remember being so devastated. And I'm on my life on this side, 2 years later, 2.5 years later. And I look and I'm so thankful God did that. Well, I couldn't have told you that 2 years ago. I couldn't have told you, oh, I know that God's going to work. I did say out of my mouth, God is going to work this out somehow. I did say out of my mouth, God, you are faithful. But inside, I did not feel it. It took me 2 years to believe that God did this on purpose to save me from something in the future. So, you know, it does take a little bit of time. It doesn't come instantly. But the entire 2 years, I can't tell you that I was jumping up for joy like, yay, God, I'm glad you did that. I didn't do that. I sat quietly with the Lord. I sat quietly and I tended to my business. I tended to my heart. I tended to feeding myself with encouraging things. I built new relationships. I just cut off everything that had to do with that old life that I once missed. And I got into the Word and just really just worshiped my way through. Those 2 years were just a worship. And, you know, I did things to occupy my time so I would not think about that one incident that seemed so crazy. Because now on the other side, I look at my life and I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. God gave me another chance. He gave me a new chapter. He gave me something new. See, my friend, if we will look at opportunities, look at anything that comes at us as an opportunity for God to show off, He will do it. Because by doing this, we're putting everything back in God's court. We're saying, God, I don't understand this. I'm hurting. This is devastating to me. But God, you are a faithful God. The Bible says that you will never leave me nor forsake me. He says that you say that I am the apple of your eye and that I am your favorite daughter. And I would say that out of my mouth. I say that all the time. And I really, really believe that because honestly, my friend, if we get into the mully grubs, you know, of down and out and going, oh, poor me, woe is me, this happened to me, this happened to me. All we're doing is putting those words into the universe. And it's almost like faith. It's like we're believing for those things. And we can't do that. We have to speak the truth. The truth is, God does have a plan for your life. And the truth is, God does love you. And the truth is, God is working all things for your good. But my friend, you have to believe it. That is the thing. The belief and the faith is where we come in. And we have to do that. We have to believe that God is faithful. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And if anything does happen, you just have to know that God is going to turn it around. Well, you know, I just want to tell you on the other side of this, I have learned how God is so faithful to me. Because my friend, when you go through a journey and you are in the hallway of life, and we're all in the hallway, and we get to a place that we think we've arrived, and then God will put us back in the hallway. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. God wants us to have faith in Him. He wants us to believe in Him. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And He's going to continue chasing after us until we do. That's the faithful thing about God, is He is so faithful. He's not going to let you go. You know, you can try to run from your calling. You can try to run from your purpose, but God will find you. And He's not going to find you and beat you up. He's going to find you and love on you and caress you and hug you and kiss you on the face and say, baby, I've got something better for you. And my friend, I just want to tell you, I can testify to this by experience. I've experienced it. And you know, we just have to get our words right. Because if we will confess out of our mouth the things we declare for God, it will become to happen. And when it doesn't happen when you want it to, just turn it around and say, God, I know you're faithful. I know I haven't seen it yet, but I know that you're faithful. And I promise you, if you'll continue doing that. You know, and somebody may say, you know, what if I have to see this person all the time? And what if, you know, what if they're constantly in my ear? You know, I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know how you could deal with it better. That's between you and God. But ask God, God, how can I deal with this? How can I do this? You know, God may be calling you to get some new friends, to get away from toxic relationships. He may be calling you to get away from things that are not good for you. And if He is, you have to trust Him and obey. Trust and obey. You know, when my kids were little, it was so funny. We did this little thing. They would say something like, "Mom, you know, they would just say something, and it would be contrary to the word, but they would say, I don't like my friends. They're stupid, and they just never play with me." And I would say, "Sean or Jared, you know, you can have what you say. Is that what you really want God to do, as your friends not to like you? I'll get in agreement with you if that's what you want. But if you don't, I think you should say, my friends love me." And I taught my kids at an early age to confess what they want. And, you know, you may be saying, well, that's just hope. That's just, you know, that's just Lucy in the sky prayers. But you know what? I would rather say something positive, because it has a better effect than saying something negative. So even if it is a pie in the sky, it's positive. It's going to be good for me. You know, it says that call those things that are not as though they are. So the Bible has something to say about that. If you are believing to have a happy life and live an abundant life, and abundance can be many different things. People think abundance is just financial. Abundance is not just financial. Abundance to me is a good life, a healthy life, full of blessings, having God's peace in my heart, that I know that He loves me. That is the wealthiest prosperity that I could ever receive, is knowing that my God adores me and loves me. And you know, you may be saying, you know, I wish I could do that. I don't know how to do that. Well, my friend, I'm telling you, it's a simple act of making a decision, having a conversation with God, saying, "God, I need your help in this area. I need to know that you love me. I need to know that you are for me and not against me. I need to know about the things in the Bible are true." And if you will continue to say that to God, He will begin to show you. Because my friend, what you're doing is you're taking it out of your hand and you're putting it in God's hands. And if you'll do that every single day, He will do it. And eventually you'll begin to believe Him. Because if you say it out of your mouth, you are speaking what you believe, and you're training your mind to think differently. Because when we think differently, we act differently. It's all about our mind. Our mind can play tricks on us, and our mind could have some negative things. Have you ever talked to someone that no matter what you said, you could say, "Oh man, it's a beautiful day today. It's sunny." And they may say, "Oh yeah, but we're going to have three days of rain, and it's going to be cloudy, and it's going to be steamy hot, and I hate this weather." You know, but you think it's a beautiful day, right? But when you tell them, they tell you how nasty and hot and humid, and they tell you all the negative things. See, it's two different perceptions. So you can perceive that it's a beautiful day and it's going to be a great day. That's a happy feeling. And your friend could say, "It's a miserable day. It's going to be hot and ugly, and it's going to get up to 100 degrees today, and I'm just going to stay inside." Look at both conversations. Which conversation would you rather listen to, right? I would rather listen to, "It's going to be a beautiful day, and I'm going to walk in all the favor that I have today." That is the better conversation. So I hope you see the pros and cons of having a right attitude in your mouth, in your tongue, and what comes out of your mouth. Because I tell you what, a bad attitude, stinky thinking can totally take you to a place that you really don't want to go. You don't want to go down a negative path. And if you believe something, believe it and say it. If you believe good things, I want you to say it out of your mouth. "God has a plan for me, and it's good. And whatever I'm going through right now, God is going to work it out. I don't have to worry about it. God is faithful." You know, and it may sound so simple to you, but the scripture does say that, "I have a plan for you, a plan to prosper you and not harm you. I have a plan to give you a good life." So if He says that, and the Bible says that, He's talking to you, my friend. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for you because you call on Him. Let me ask you, have you called on Jesus to ask Him to help you believe? You know, it's okay. God says He gives you the faith of a mustard seed. Well, a mustard seed is tiny. Well, if He gives you faith as a mustard seed, and you need help understanding that, you can ask Him. He's your daddy. He is your dad. You can crawl up in His arms and say, "Daddy, I need your help. I need you to show me the better thing here. I need you to show me that you love me." Sometimes I do that, my friend. Some days I'll have a day where I'm like, "God, can you tell me again that it's going to be okay?" We have to be like children. my friend. Be a child with the Lord. You know, I don't know if you remember on one of my last broadcasts, but when I first got saved, you know, I grew up without a father, my real father, and then I had several abusive stepfathers. But I remember discovering that I really didn't know what a father meant. And I remember the scripture, it says, ask anything in my name and I'll give it to you. So I asked the Lord, I said, God, teach me how to be a daughter. I need to know how to be your daughter. And what I could see in my spirit, in my mind, I wanted to be that little girl that loved her daddy, that knew that daddy was going to take care of everything. I wanted to be that girl. I wanted to be that girl that just walked with God and loved God and believed God. I wanted to know that God was so faithful that I, nothing would move me. And you know, it's been several years since I did that. It's been like 25 years. And today I can tell you, I know that I'm his daughter. You know, when I didn't have a dad growing up, so I had this void my whole life. I felt orphaned. I felt like I was alone. I felt like I didn't have anybody in my corner. And do you know, by doing that for the last 20 years, I'm your favorite daughter. I know that you love me. God began to bring people into my life that had really good fathers, natural fathers. And I would see how their natural fathers would treat them. And that helped me understand about my heavenly father. Because I didn't have that growing up. I didn't have the loving dad that, you know, picked me up from school and took me shopping, or picked me up and took me to get ice cream. I didn't have that kind of dad. I didn't have a dad that you know, sent me on trips for my senior year. I just didn't have any of that. Those things that daddies do, I didn't have it. But you know, God made up for that because I asked him to. We have not because we ask not. So if you will ask the Lord today, Father, teach me to be your daughter, or Father, teach me how to be your son. I want to be your son. I want to be your warrior. I want to be your princess. If you will ask God that, he is so faithful. And if it doesn't happen overnight, that's where the faith comes in. You have to continue confessing it until you see it. Because I promise you, if you continue to believe God, he will get you there eventually. Because you have not, because you ask not. And I did that, my friend. I said, God, teach me how to be your daughter. And as I came out of my mouth, I began to visualize what that looked like. And again, God brought all types of models into my life. With Dr. Jerry Savelle, he was one of my spiritual fathers. And Brother Kenneth Copeland was one of my spiritual fathers. And I learned how to believe God by faith. I learned how to trust God even when I wasn't seeing anything. I learned how to just believe God by saying, God, I trust you. I believe you. And it was through those times that I learned the best lesson in faith. Did it happen instantly? No. But time over time, for me being consistent in my mouth, I continued to confess, God, I know you love me. God, I love you. I know you've got me. I continue to say that daily. And, you know, sometimes, even today, sometimes if I'm having a day that maybe doesn't feel so rocking good, I'll say, Lord, I just need you to carry me today. I'm not feeling it today. My feelings are lying to me, but I know that you're faithful. And you know, it's amazing that I'll thank God for listings, because I'm a real estate agent. That's what I do for a living. That's how I pay my bills. But I do broadcast hope and I do minister, but I don't do that for money. And God hasn't opened that door for me yet, so I just haven't. But you know, I know that as I do real estate, sometimes I'll get stressed because the market we're in is really crazy. Homes are selling and like crazy, and we don't have enough inventory, and people are skeptical to list their home because they don't know where they're going. And there just comes all kinds of issues or opportunities in that. And I have to pray for my clients. I have to pray for buyers. I have to pray for sellers and ask God to bring those into my life, because that's my livelihood. That's how I make my living. That's how I pay my bills, is from selling real estate. And, you know, I've been with Keller Williams for 15 years, and I've done a lot of real estate over the years, and God has continued to show me the good things, all the things that he's doing in my life. And, you know, when things are looking kind of scary, or I don't have any listings, or all my listings sold, I will ask God and he will turn around and give me, like last week, this week, I've had 3 listings and they're going to go live. 2 of them are going to go live in August, but God continues to give me favor with listings. But I ask him, I ask the Lord, do you see what I'm saying? Go to God with everything. You know, so many times we just want to go to him when we're in trouble, but you know what? I thank God even on the days that I'm feeling amazing. I just worship him and I thank him for the amazing day he's given me. I thank him for the love that he's shown me. And I continue to pray for my neighbors. I continue to be a giver of life. Because if you will broadcast hope and if you will help your neighbor and love your neighbor as yourself, that's how we started, right? Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. So what ways, let's break it down like this. What ways can you love on yourself? I want you to think about that for a minute. What ways can you love on yourself? Because self-love's important. Like one way I like, this is a very practical way, but I get a housekeeper that cleans my house every 2 weeks. That is self-love to me because I'm a single grandma who is raising a grandson and I can't get to everything. You know, I just can't, you know, I work full time. I have a 5-year-old grandson. He's almost 6. And I'm a grandma raising him alone. So I can't get to everything. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. I don't want to clean my own house, like the deep clean, you know, like the stuff that she does. And so self-love is one way that I give to myself. Every 2 weeks, my housekeeper comes. Well, that is one of the ways that I do self-love. Another thing I do is I will spend time alone. Like for my birthday, I got a paddleboard, and I absolutely love getting on my paddleboard, going down the river, and just seeing God's creation, put on some good worship music, and just paddle and enjoy God's creation. That is self-love. That's self-time that I take for myself to enjoy God's creation and enjoy the gifts God gave me. Well, he gave me this paddleboard because I wanted it. He gave it to me because I'm his favorite daughter. And so if I am doing those things because God gave them to me and I recognize it as God's gift to me, then I'm going to walk in life a little bit differently because I feel cherished. God does cherish you, my friend. He loves you. He adores you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. And you have to believe that. You have to get that in your mind. And, you know, if you struggle with it, you know, you can ask God to help you. Get into a good Bible study. Get into a Bible group and get around believers that believe like that. Because if you hang around people that are negative and that always have problems, that are always going through all this drama, if you get around those people, that can become toxic. You have to get rid of that. You have to get rid of that and get, not that you don't have to love them. You can love them from a distance, but you have to surround yourself with good things. Because my friend, if you don't surround yourself with good things that give you life, it's going to affect your outcome. So you have to take your life and you have to protect it. You have to take your heart and you have to protect your heart with all diligence. Because out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart speaks what's in it. So if you have stuff coming out of your mouth, I want you to take note. Like if you have stuff coming out of your mouth and every other sentence is something negative, I would do checkup that, you know, just do a checkup on what you're saying. Because I'm telling you, if you don't do a checkup on what you're saying, it will get away from you. And you have to take those thoughts captive because God is faithful all the time. And, you know, you may be saying, Kimberly, that sounds great. You know, I just don't know the kind of God that you've got. And I don't know what you're talking about because I don't know a God like that. Well, let me tell you, my friend, the first thing that you can do is accept him as your personal savior. And I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. If you're driving in your car, if you're at home, wherever you're listening at right now, all you have to say is, God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Father, I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior like Kimberly was talking about. Father, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I give you my heart. And I'm going to walk with you for the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name. And my friend, you do that, and I'm telling you, it will change your life. It will totally change the way you look at things. It'll change the way you do things. And you'll begin to see him every day. So when something hits you, you can say, nope. On July 13th, I gave my heart to the Lord and I am saved. I gave him my heart and I'm walking out my testimony. And you have to walk with God consistently, my friend. Just like when you go to the gym, you can't go to the gym 2 days and expect results, right? You have to go to the gym over and over and over. And with God, it's not like you're working for something, but you have to train your mind to believe good things. You have to train your mind to say good things about yourself, train your mind to love yourself, and to be all you can be in Him, because God made you for greatness. He doesn't make any junk. The Bible says we were made in His image. He made Adam and you and I in His image. He took us from a rib and He formed us. Because with woman, He took special care for a woman. We are made so much different than man. And men are amazing. We can't do life without men. I'm not saying anything about women are great and men are it. Men are amazing. Men have their place and women have their place. And we all have a place in the kingdom. And we all have to live together. So I just want to encourage you to live with God, receive Him every single day, talk to Him every single day, and listen to His word. Talk to people that love Jesus, and just surround yourself with Bible-believing people, and your life will change, I promise. Well, this has been Kimberly Oliver from Living From the Heart. I'm going to be working on my website, livingfromtheheart.tv. I'll have that up and going soon. But for right now, you can find me on Facebook, Kimberly Ann Oliver, or you can look at my Facebook page, Living From the Heart. Living From the Heart on Facebook. And you can inbox me there if you have any questions. We are going to be starting a Bible study soon. I'm working on the details of that. We'll be starting that in August. So I'll keep you tuned on that. So if you want to tune into another Bible study, it's going to be a Zoom probably and a live class. I'm not sure. I'm working out the details. But I just encourage you, live for God, live hard from God, love hard, forgive often, and protect your heart. Let your heart be surrounded by good things. Fill your heart with good things, because out of your heart flows the issues of life. This is Kimberly Oliver. I love you. I bless you today. And know that God has got you, and it's a good, good day. God bless you in all you do. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Have some money by our side to call our own. looking for the good life.